I'm David Teasdale. This is CJMQ 88.9 FM. You're listening to your voice on in the Eastern Townships. And we have today with us James Andrews from Redshore Insurance. And Redshore Insurance, James, welcome to CJMQ.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Okay. It's kind of a hot subject these days, insurance, travel insurance. People are traveling again. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I think certainly since the border was announced to be open on November 8th, with that announcement, the floodgates opened. People are ready to travel and they're excited to travel. And we're here to meet that demand with some comprehensive and thorough travel insurance.
Now, what is different about travel insurance now from before?
Yeah, I think the biggest and most common question we get asked is COVID-19 coverage. That's at the front and foremost of all snowbirds right now. Ensuring that they have adequate COVID-19 coverage has never been more important, and it's something that we offer.
How does that help them? How does that protect them?
Sure. So by design, emergency medical insurance, i.e. travel insurance, provides peace of mind that if you're fall sick or if you break an arm, that should you go to a local hospital, that your bills will be covered. The same philosophy carries over to COVID-19 related expenses. If you're experiencing symptoms and you need to be hospitalized or have medication, you'll have the peace of mind that coverage will be there for you.
And that, I suppose, if you don't have coverage, it could run quite expensive in the end.
Yeah, it's definitely a fear, and some of the harsh realities are we've heard people having to sell their houses to pay for medical bills in the U.S. It's a bit broken, the system down there, so having something, having adequate coverage to fall back on, pun intended, has never been more important.
But what about people who say, I want to travel, I've been double vaccinated, I'm okay, I don't need to worry about travel insurance?
Sure. I say to them, well done, firstly, to get double vaccinated. It's going to help protect you and those around you. But double vaccinated doesn't mean you're not going to get sick. It means, worst case, you might be hospitalized, but your likelihood of being further ill or seriously ill has been minimized.
Well, that is still important to be insured. How does someone go about getting insurance for travel insurance? So you have to have your travel plans all set?
Yeah, so to follow through a basic quote with us, we'll ask you, you know, your travel dates, where are you going, along with a couple of other questions. What do you like to do down there? It's important for us to build a relationship with the client and understand where their concerns are. And then we address them with choice. We work with two fantastic insurers, Tugo and Blue Cross. They both have their strengths and weaknesses, and we try to match our clients' needs with the right product and the right price and make it work.
I suppose being a local business, you have more of a personal touch. Is that one of the big advantages of Redshore?
Sure. I think being local to the townships, we're definitely friendly. We believe in having a conversation. We're not a big, giant corporate call center. We pride ourselves on support and care, and we carry that mantra with us right up until you come back to Canada. We always follow up to see if you have any claims or any questions, and stay in contact throughout the year in preparation for the next snowbird season.
What are some of the mistakes that people make when they go for travel insurance?
Sure. Sometimes we have clients who are afraid to share their pre-existing conditions. Unfortunately, those that do or try to hide or lie or mislead us, it never quite works out well. So we'd always recommend being completely forthcoming and honest with your pre-existing conditions. That would probably be a good start.
Would a pre-existing condition necessarily mean that the travel insurance would cost more?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. For example, you could have high blood pressure, but if it's been stable within 12 months with no changes, then there's no additional premium associated with that.
Oh, okay. So it really gets quite involved.
It does get quite involved, and it also does get quite comical as well. During our medical questionnaires, we like to throw in questions such as, have you eaten McDonald's in the last 2 weeks? to, do you have a good sense of humor? Insurance is traditionally quite dry, so we like to try and add some humor to the process to make it fun.
But I suppose that someone going for travel insurance would have to take into account any pre-existing medical conditions, no matter who they were dealing with. I think probably it's a much nicer touch to deal with someone locally that you can actually speak to, and it's not a form you fill out on internet or something and then wonder, did I really get the proper coverage?
Yeah, and unfortunately, filling out a form online can lead to misinformation because you're not always sure how to fill it in. Talking to one of our brokers allows you the ability to pick our brains and use this as a soundboard. We're able to make sure you're paying for the coverage and the pre-existing conditions that you have and not overpaying or underpaying for something you don't need.
I see. How would someone go about getting insured with RedSure?
Sure. It's as simple as emailing us. We have an email that's checked 7 days a week. That's hello@redsure.ca, redsure.ca.
Is there a phone number people can call if they're more
absolutely,
comfortable?
Absolutely, sure. 819-446-1969. And the 819 is important because we're local, we're here, and we're in the townships.
All right, so RedSure Insurance, local, for that local touch, if you're thinking of traveling, you have your travel plans, you want to make sure you're covered.
You really do.
It's kind of important, especially nowadays. You never know.
Yeah, the travel insurance landscape is changing almost daily, along with travel advisories. So having the right coverage has never really been more important than it is today.
So we've been speaking with James Andrews of RedSure Insurance, located right here in the townships,
819-446-1969, or you can email us at hello@redsure.ca.
Good. And thank you very much for the travel advice, James.
Pleasure's all mine.